Hi, welcome to The Right Side of Zero. If this is your first time here, I appreciate it if you could press the subscribe button. It's the best way to support this podcast. So doing the summary for the week of the 22nd of January, it was an interesting week because I got a puppy. And Girly, that's her name, Girly has broken up my routine, and I haven't really been as thorough with my podcasts and comments. And I just think it's the best thing to have Girly come in and disrupt my routine. I think everyone should go through something like this. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's the birth of a kid. Maybe it's getting a pet, like a dog, like Girly. Or have something just break up your routine. I'm thinking that's pretty good. It's cool. Sometimes we just get set and it's like some sort of, we become like little sprockets, all just working in some sort of perfect fashion, at least to our beliefs. But then when something comes along, or someone, or yeah, just breaks up our routine, and we realize we can look at things in a different way. It's amazing. But let's get to it. So the summary of the week of the 22nd. The first day I did comments and a summary about Mayim Bialik's interview of David Spiegel. He's the creator of the Reverie app, and he's a psychiatrist, and he's a psychiatrist, and he uses hypnosis to help patients with their addictions. And it was interesting. He sort of criticizes a little bit how performers or use hypnotism for shows, and he says it sort of takes away from the seriousness and the benefits that people can get from hypnotism. As always, I leave the links to all the episodes for which I did comments, if you wanna hear the actual interview and the information given on the podcast. So, oh my God, Girly just used the pad, the wee wee pad to pee. I'm so happy about that. You know, she's just a month and 3 weeks old, and she's already learning to use the pad to do her necessities. That's just amazing. I love it. She's so smart. I thought it was, well, it's all her credit. I just put the thing there, and sometimes she uses it, sometimes she doesn't. But she's getting better at it. Okay, so let's continue with the summary. The next day, Morgan Housel, he came up on my feed, and he, you want to come out? He started talking about, he asked a question about how things would change in your life if you knew that you were going to die. And he went on to, and let me tell you, my comments were in disagreement with him. He went on to say, like, oh, I'm sure you would change the way you do things and you go about life, and you would drink more and party more or hang out with friends more. And I disagree with him. Like, if people who are living a truthful, honest to themselves lives would keep their routine, they would have no reason to change anything of what they're doing. For example, I'm plant-based, and that's just the way it's going to be till the day I die. I'm so happy with my routine. I'm so happy with it that if something were to tell me like, okay, you're going to die in a month, well, I will still be eating plant-based. I have absolutely, I'm certain about that. I mean, just why would I add like bacon to my diet, to my nutrition, if I'm happy and it's truthful to who I am to eat plant-based? And that's why I refuse to criticize people who eat omnivores, who have like omnivore diets or eat animals. It's okay. I mean, I grew up eating animals and I've evolved and I found my way into a plant-based lifestyle because it fits with who I am. And I believe that people out there who are paying attention to who they are and doing what they need to do to grow and evolve will, even if they find out that they're going to die in a month, they will keep living their lives in a truthful way to themselves. Okay, so this is a summary. So I'm moving on to the next day. The next day, I have Max Lugavere. He's talking with Luke Cook, and they're criticizing the Netflix documentary series called You Are What You Eat. And yeah, so they're against a plant-based diet. And I think, you know, they criticize things about the series, which it would be easy to use their same arguments or the same reasoning to criticize them for what they're saying. So yeah, I guess I heard that podcast because it's relevant to my plant-based diet, but obviously I'm in disagreement with everything they had to say. Maybe there were a couple of things in terms of lifestyle that I agree with. But in terms of nutrition, I'm fine. They criticize people for it. Why would you choose a diet and lifestyle that requires for you to supplement, that you would need to take B-complex to have full nutrition? And then they go on to say that they take supplements because they want to increase the results of whatever they're doing, if they were working out or whatever it is. And so it's irrelevant whether you take supplements or not. You know, they're taking supplements. Why are they taking supplements? Oh, because they want to increase whatever it is they want to increase. But their nutrition is perfect, but they want to do supplements to make it better. And they criticize a vegan lifestyle for having to supplement with B-complex. Okay, whatever. So moving on. The following day, the next episode was, okay, so Stephen Bartlett was talking with Jason Fung, who's the author of an intermittent fasting book, and he has a new book out about the solution to weight loss or to weight issues, how to lose weight. Like, he calls it about healing overweight. I'm not exactly sure how it goes, but it's a new book about losing weight. And the focus of the podcast at first is very much about like diabetes, and I didn't go all the way to the end of that podcast because I did intermittent fasting for an entire year, and so I just talked about my experience with it. I only ate once a day for an entire year. I loved it. It was great. I know there are people like Anthony Williams who say that you're stressing your adrenal glands by eating once a day, and maybe he's right. He probably is. But I felt great. I felt great. The reason why I stopped intermittent fasting was because I wanted to eat so many other things, and I wasn't able to really vary my, like, what I was eating from day to day. And I was eating a lot in one sitting, and I was basically leaving all the fruits out of my nutrition. And I love fruits and I wanted to do fruits. And the things with fruits and vegetables is that they will go bad if you just keep them for too long. Like, it's really like I would have to like be eating, going to the supermarket or the corner store to buy whatever I was gonna like prepare for a meal at night, every night. So I don't know. I mean, I did it for a year. It was great. I felt great. It was fantastic. I guess if you have some sort of health issue or something you need to fix with your health, intermittent fasting would probably be a good idea. But I would also tell you that going plant-based would be a good idea as well. But anyway, the next episode, I went off on a tangent. Instead of doing comments on a podcast, I decided to recite a poem by Rubén Darío. He's from Nicaragua. Well, may he rest in peace. He wrote this poem a long, long time ago. But I remembered it from when I was a kid in elementary school, or maybe middle school. Probably not elementary school. Probably middle school. We used to do these in-school competitions, and we would go on stage and people would recite poems. And I remember a girl doing this interpretation of A Margarita de Baile, and I just looked it up on the internet. I got the text and I recited it. I really enjoyed doing that. It's in Spanish. Everything else, all the links to all the other to the episodes are in English. But from Monday to Saturday, all my episodes are in Spanish. So it's more towards a Spanish-speaking audience. I just do these summits in English on Sundays because I want to reach a larger audience. And actually, most of my podcast is heard, all the episodes. My largest audience come from countries who speak English and German. So because the United States and Germany are my two biggest markets. So I have absolutely no idea who's in Germany, but I thank you for being part of this journey with me. It's fantastic. It's great. And actually, Panama used to be number two. So Germany took them over and then Spain took them over. So my first top three countries are United States, Germany, Spain, and then comes Panama. Okay, so, and the final day, Saturday, I'm listening to a podcast by Tim Ferriss. He's talking to a friend of his, Noah Kagan. They're both millionaires. And the subject of the podcast is how to help people become millionaires or to be entrepreneurs who have million-dollar ideas. And I think it's a little bit random. They go all over the place. Tim Ferriss, I mean, it's a four-hour. I mean, his is a long-format podcast, and I've heard it many times. I think I've heard like three-hour podcasts from him, but 4 hours, I think that's the longest I've ever seen since I started doing this. And I'm still listening to it, so I'll probably be doing more on his episode next week. Okay, so that's the summary for the week of the 22nd. Thank you very much. If you made it all the way to this point for this episode, please, please, please subscribe is the best way to support this podcast. We'll meet again on the right side of zero. Be well, and thank you very much. Take care.